Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Sorry, having to fade out Blur there because we are throwing live to the riverside. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Beth.
Hello. How is it looking down there? It's nice and sunny today.
It is nice and sunny. It's actually a bit different the last couple of days. It's a tad more windy today. There's a bit of a headwind going on today, which we haven't had over the last couple of days.
Ooh, so that could cause some trouble, particularly in these lower divisions. Can you give us a rundown of who we've got going off today?
Yes, as the boats are pushing out to the middle of the river, we're going to start with the M4 race today with the King's M2 boat at the top, who've rowed four times this bumps already, rowing a sandwich boat at the bottom of the M3 division, followed by Robinson M3, Fitz M3, Jesus M3, Claire M3 and Peterhouse M3.
Fantastic. Okay, we're going to throw over to you now, so take it away, guys.
As the cannon goes and the boats are off now, to say King's M2 getting away quite quickly here. They have rowed four times this bumps already as they row at the bottom of the sandwich division. They're going to want to row over strong at the top of this division and then bump up proper into M3 later on as they escape. Then the Robinson M3 boat is coming past me now. Their number 7 has a red blade today instead of the normal blue and yellow. They're closing, actually, on King's M2 at the top of the division. They're closing that down incredibly quickly. That'll be something to watch in first post corners for through to the gut. Fitzwilliam coming past me now. They're about on station with Jesus M3. Fitz managed to get bumped down yesterday after bumping up the first day. And it looks like Jesus is closing on them. And there's a big gap now of about two boat lengths between Claire and Peterhouse. But Peterhouse not looking particularly fast at the moment at the bottom of the division. I think they'll row over again. But there is a big gap. And we go through first post corner. So, Jonty, what can you see at first post?
Both Kings and Robinson have come round first post corner very cleanly. They're rowing very nicely, probably about a length between them at the moment. Fitz are also rowing over well, striking about 38, maybe dropping down to 36. Jesus are down to less than a length between them. They've both made it cleanly round first post corner as well. That's going to be tight. Jesus should have them before the reach, but it's going to be close. Claire coming round first post corner as well, and Peterhouse M3 are also doing a good job, have closed the gap to Claire. It's all very interesting round here. They're mostly past me, so we'll throw over to Rosa on grassy.
Thank you, John T. So there's about a canvas in between Kings and Robinson. They're coming round grassy corner now. Oh, Kings have pulled away in the corner now. There's about two lengths between Robinson and Fitzwilliam, and Jesus is still closing that gap on Fitz. Kings are still pulling away. That's a nice tight line round the corner from the King's Cox. Robinson is slightly wider. Oh, but they're closing the gap as well. They've got a big push in the corner. It looks like there might be a bump on the reach. And Jesus is still closing in on Fitz. There's about a canvas. Oh, they've extended to half a length now between Fitz and Jesus. And Robinson have closed in on Kings. It looks like there's about a canvas in between them now. There's also a canvas in between Jesus and Fitz. There might be a bump in the corner, but the Fitz and Jesus Cox has did quite a wide line. And now we have Claire and Peterhouse coming past. There is a canvas between Peterhouse and Claire. There's whistles going everywhere. They might make the bump. Peterhouse have a much tighter line around that corner. And it looks like that quite possibly is a bump. The Claire Cox hasn't put their hands up yet, but it looks imminent. Further up. Oh, yes. And Peterhouse have bumped Claire M3. And no other crew seem to have pulled in down plough reach. So that's all from over here.
Okay, Rosa.
I'll throw back to Jack now.
Okay, Rosa, that was fantastic. Thank you. So there we have been able to call a bump between Claire and Peterhouse. Not sure what's happened at the top of the division. Looks like there could have been a couple more. But Jack, have we got W3 looking like they're going out anytime soon?
Yes, we've got W3. We had the 4-minute cannon about a minute ago. Obviously, these two divisions go off very close together. We're waiting for the 1-minute cannon on W3 now. Again, it should be quite an exciting division, this one. I'll just get my W3 running order out, and I'll give you a rundown. Now, Claire, W2 at the top of the division, St. Ed's W1, Walton W1, Murray Edwards W2, Sydney Sussex W2, Queens W... No, sorry. Start that again. Claire W2 at the top, followed by first and third W2, Walton W1, Queens W2, who are on for their blades. Murray Edwards W2, Sydney Sussex W2, St Cats W2, Murray Edwards W3, Darwin W2, Lucy Cavan Houston combined W2, Clare Hall W1, and Jesus W3. Clare Hall W1 on for their spoons on this one. They've been bumped both days so far. Jesus W3 have rode over both days at the bottom of the division. So they're looking like they may have a chance, depending how the Clare Hall boat performs, to actually bump up and get off the bottom of this division. Maybe difficult for them. Jesus W3 have been informed that the bow has been as a substitute in the bow seat today because of an injury yesterday. We're about 30 seconds away now. They're just pushing out underneath the motorway bridge, painted still with the word Newnham emblazoned across it. I'm sure the guys in the studio can tell you more about the sort of why that happened a bit later on. But as we see, Clare W2 wanting to row over so that they can get into the W2 division proper a bit later on. First and third W2 will want to bump them so they don't get bumped again as they are on for their spoons too. As they come away, now they're just coming past the motorway bridge now. Really, really not nice to be under that motorway bridge when the cannon goes off. The explosion of sound is horrible. Thankfully, I've stationed myself slightly further away. Clare W2 pulling away now, and it looks like first and third W2 are a little bit out of shape, and there might be an early bump here with Wolfson W1 chasing them. Wolfson W1 pulling away to the far side of the river, whereas first and third look to be getting back in shape just a bit more now in the centre of the river. Clare W2 at the top, they look to be pulling away from first and third now. They'll be, as I say, wanting to get a nice, clear run, a row over, not strain themselves too much, ready for having to row again in the W2 division later on. They're just pulling away. They're just over station, probably extending that to about two boat lengths now. But as I said, the interesting one behind them is first and third W2, and it looks like Wilson W1 may have closed it down to about half a boat length now, even before first post corner. There's two whistles from the bank party. It looks like it's still about half a boat length. That will still be closing and closing as Clare dive away at the top. It's now going to be where they're going to get even closer now. Wilson to first and third. It looks like they're closing it down to about a canvas now as they try and take the wider line. Queens W2 come past me, but it looks like we've had some bumps. Murray Edwards W2 pulling over to the side of the river. Got some other boats coming past. After them, it's St Cats W2 that are coming through. So it looks like I can call a bump there between Sydney W2. Look to have bumped up on Murray Edwards W2. Whilst I just go and find out what's going on here, I'm past to John T on first post corner. What's going on with that first and third and Wolfson battle?
It is almost overlap between Wolfson and first and third. In fact, I think there is overlap. The continuous whistle is going. You can see the panic setting in the stroke of first and third. If Wolfson can take this corner properly, they will easily make the bump. And that looks almost at that. The hand has been raised. First and third have been bumped. They have come down for a third day in a row. Queens are being told to go wide round the corner as Wolfson and first and third are struggling to get out of the way. Queens rowing on well, but nothing behind them to slow them down. That's all really here from first post corner. Back to you, Jack.
Thank you very much, Jonty. Yes, as I say, I had St Cats come past me. I've just got another boat. This is the Hughes Hall combined boat coming past. So I've had the St Cats boat come past and Hughes Hall. So I'm going to call another bump there between Darwin W2. It looks like they bumped up on Murray Edwards. I will just have to confirm that one, though, because that happened right underneath, even before the motorway bridge. That's the last boat that's gone past me, so I think I'm going to be able to call another provisional bump between Jesus W3. As I said, they look like they've got Clare Hall W1, and they looks like they've bumped up there. But there's no more action down at the start of the river here. So, John D, what have you got coming past you now, and if not Rosa?
Okay, I'll come in here. Cats have just rode past, looking quite clean, but also looking quite relaxed coming around the corner. There is nothing behind them until the Hughes Hall and Lucy Cavendish boat, which is what's coming by me now. They don't look like they're in any position to make the overbump, nor do St. Cats. There is not much chance of anything really changing at this stage at first post corner, so throw over to Rosa at Grassy.
Yeah, thank you, John T. And we've had Claire W2 rowing past looking very strong and confident. And I've just had Queens rowing past. And, yeah, it doesn't look like there's going to be an overbump there. They're taking quite a wide line round Grassy Corner. And they're both just coming, well, Claire's just coming into distance now, and Queens are taking on Plough Reach. I'm just about to have St. Cat's pass me. There doesn't look like there's going to be an overbump there either, with St. Cat's or Queens. Or St. Cat's and Lucy Cav. Again, St. Cat's are taking a nice tight line round this thing, round Grassy Corner, it looks like. And, yeah, there's nothing else really to remark on. Back to you, Jack.
Thank you very much. So, yeah, we'll be able to call some provisional results on this W3 division then. It looks like Claire W2 have rode over at the top. They'll become the sandwich boats for the W2 division. First and third, they've been bumped again, unfortunately. They're on for their spoons tomorrow. They were bumped by Wolfson. Queens look to be rowing over. Sydney Sussex, we think, have bumped up on Murray Edwards, but we will confirm that. That's Murray Edwards W2. St. Cat's W2 look like they're good for a row over. Murray Edwards W3 have been bumped by Darwin W2, we think, before the motorway bridge. Lucy Cav and Hughes Hall combined look like good for a row over. And it looks like, unfortunately, Claire Hall W1 has been bumped by Jesus W3 to get them off the bottom of the division. Back to the studio.
Thanks, guys. We'll come back to you for confirmed results soon.
Lench bumps.
Cam FM.
Yes, we are here in the studio, but we also have Rosa on the riverside. Hello, Rosa.
Yes, sure.
Rosa, can you give us the confirmed results for the M4 and W3 divisions, please?
Okay, yeah, first I can. So, Robinson M3 had a late bump up on Kings M2, which was reported from us at the riverside. Genus M3 also bumped up on Fitzwilliam M3. And the Peterhouse M3 bumped up on Clare M3, which we did report on the riverside. There are two bumps that happened later on than we were commentating. In terms of W3, W2 did indeed row over. Wolfson W1 bumped up on first and third W2. Queens W2 rowed over. Sydney Sussex W2 bumped up on Murray Edwards W2. St. Cat's W2 rowed over. Darwin W2 bumped up on Murray Edwards W3. Lucy Cav, Hugh Tall, Constant W2 rowed over. And Judas W3 bumped Claire Hall W1.
Fantastic. Thank you, Rosa. So that means that Claire are going to be the sandwich boat into the W2 division. Are you looking forward to the rest of the day there, Rosa?
Yeah, it's lovely and sunny down here. So we're hoping to see a lot more bumps.
Excellent. So while Rosa goes and gets into position for the next race coming up, let's have a bit more music.
Lench bumps.
Cam FM.